Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers.
Look like a doll.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Is Steph Curry a top 10 player all time now? Now, I have him at 11, but Jay's arguments are starting to persuade me. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Look, Steph just did something he has not done up until this point, but now he's done it. Don't tell me that wasn't important. He was the best player in the finals, and as a result of that, his team won. Because you take that out, his team doesn't win. But they did it. No excuses.
Well, that's why the best players in sports, when they're the best, they always rise to the top.
Eventually, they got to.
When you're the best, you're going to always rise to the
that's
top.
That's why no I don't.
What nobody say about you, you're going to rise
that's
to the top.
Don't tell me about 16. This Steph, now he
fine.
Did it.
It's fine, Mike. Yeah, it's fine. Can I just tell you, I'm not even going there with you anymore. It's fine.
The fish aren't jumping in the
boat. You told yourself
anymore.
That you won that battle a long time ago, yes. So there's nothing else I can say
so,
about it.
So have you.
Can I tell you one of the things as a competitor, like I'm an emotional competitor, right? Like when I get lost in something, it's like, oh, okay, I'm focused. That if somebody starts talking trash to me, I'm going to talk back to you. Like I'm engaged. For some reason, like for his career, like I've looked at Steph kind of like it's the holy moly guy, right? Like the ABC kind of golf putting show. Like
what did Steph, what did Clay say last night? He said something like holy moly.
Holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli.
Right? Batman. But like something about this year for me, like it's just like there's a different edge for Steph. If it's him putting, like folding his hands in the prayer-like motion, putting people to sleep. If it's him last night, literally after making a dagger, looking at the Boston crowd, pointing towards his damn ring finger. If it's him counting after buckets, and I know John Morant got angry at it. Like the one last night he was like, 1, 2, 3, 4 rings.
Little Mamba.
All that.
Little
I'm
Mamba.
Like, I need that.
Yeah.
But you know, I want that. That's yes.
But you know why that is, though, Jay, is because prior to this, people like Max Kellerman wasn't attacking him all the time. So he didn't need to. I'm just going to do my golf on ABC. I'm going to have my cute kids with me and my wife who cooks for me. And we're going to be the NBA's American family. And I'm chilling. But then when people start to go at you about your game and stuff like that, now you have to defend yourself and let them know. And not verbally sometimes. Sometimes you just point to your finger, you knock down a few, you point to the scoreboard, you do something that people hadn't seen you do before, so they think that you've changed when you really haven't changed.
Keith, let me ask you something. Let's just say hypothetical. Keyshawn Johnson's on the Patriots all those years,
yes.
Right? And you're winning chips, and you're like, during the regular season, you're winning some MVPs, and in the finals, you're doing some nice stuff. You're blocking. You're making football. But you're dropping some passes in key situations, too. Sometimes you're losing the Super Bowl because of that. Sometimes you're on the team and winning, doing stuff. But I haven't seen Key been the key for the regular season when it mattered most in the finals. Then one day you show up. You heard all that. And you catch everything coming your way. And you make crazy plays. And you win. And you're the difference, right? Didn't you do something new? Didn't you come? Like, wasn't the criticism or the questions, weren't they legit? Even though you were winning, isn't that a legit question to ask? Wait a minute. Can he elevate under pressure? I know you weren't that type of player.
No,
you elevated anyway.
I know how to do hypotheticals.
But I always thought of you as a guy, when the light shined brightest,
you
played your best. Right.
Yeah.
If Steph had a little more of that from the beginning, I would have never said word one.
But he had it from the beginning, though, Max.
He hadn't done it on that stage yet.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about.
No, he did. Right? He was averaging 26.7.
Yeah, but Key, he was throwing it away. He was throwing passes carelessly. He was missing shots.
It was his first NBA Finals.
Okay.
And they still won.
100%.
That's why I made the analogy. the questions. But hey, can you Max, do that other thing? He just answered.
But Max, I'll say this once again.
Mm-hmm. It won't be the last time. If
LeBron James, healthy LeBron James, was on the court next to Steph, Steph would still have a prolific performance, you would still say that LeBron James is the best player on the court.
Maybe.
No, I
if Steph Steph play like this against LeBron, they win in 16. If Steph showed up in 16, they win.
But it's hard to show up in 16 because, first of all, he was hurt. He was hurt. He wasn't hurt against the Celtics. He wasn't hurt. I know we wanted him to be hurt.
So it's a hypothetical we'll never know in 16, but all we have is what actually happened. You know? I mean, like, I needed to see this.
I hear your point. Yeah, but
that's what you always want to see.
Know who else hears the point?
Players. Yeah. You always want to see them rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Well, you know who else heard it? Because Jay heard the point. Steph heard the point, too. Listen to this.
It means we won. It means we took advantage of the opportunity to get back here. And I mean, I hear all the conversations. I hear all the chatter. We hear all the chatter. At the end of the day, it's about what we do on the floor. I ain't got to talk about it. Just got to go do it. And this one hits different. This one hits different for sure.
Does hit different. I agree.
I mean, I can't wait until he launches his podcast and he starts being honest about the names. But, like, I think that's the thing that's been the most revealing about Steph this year is that, you know, people have always seen the likes of, like, Michael Jordan as, like, petty, right? Like, I've been around MJ. I've seen MJ literally lose a free throw contest and then be like, no, we don't play again and keep playing until he won, right? Like, we know that's Kobe. Like, we know that's LeBron. We know that's Kevin Durant. Like, we know that's Joel Embiid. We haven't known that Stephen Curry until this year, realistically. I mean, I started saying it when I came on the show. I was like, you know, Quinn Cook has told me that Stephen Curry is one of the most petty dudes there is, right? But people haven't looked at him that way.
Called himself the petty king.
So we talk about keys. Like, I told y'all to stay off social media. I'm just saying, these are all the things that people use to fuel what's next in their career. And he's used this as a motivational tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said before, when you're a player, I hear everything you say. I may not let you know I hear until the end. Once I hear in the end, like I told you the story about Shannon Sharp, Sterling Sharp, Shannon's brother, when he was working here at ESPN covering the Super Bowl. I heard everything you said leading. Oh, you know, the offense can't go through him. And, blah, 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 and they, you know, a guy like this, they're not going to ever win a championship. So as soon as I won my chip and I bought out, where's his ass at? Let me find him.
Yeah.
You know, to let him know that you trying to send that narrative out there, but it came back to bite you. We know, we hear it.
Right.
Steph Curry may not address you personally, Max.
Yeah.
Oh, but he knows.
Yeah. And that
he knows that there's a Max Kellerman and there's a such and such over here and there's another guy at this network.
And you know what else? 20 years from now, he's also going to know that I was right, that he hadn't done this yet. You don't want to admit it in the moment, but this is a new level for him. He took over in the second half of these finals consistently, and because he did that, they won.
Games that they had to win, he took over.
Got
to
be honest, I don't know if Steph's going to remember you in 20 years. You know, 20 years ago, son, not Max Kellerman, really had a legitimate point.
President of the United States in 20 years.
Can I ask y'all a question? I want to ask y'all a question because I was sitting here thinking about it now that Steph has his MVP finals trophy. If Klay Thompson is fully healthy next year, fully healthy, because this year he probably wasn't fully healthy, and they win a championship, and he balls out, and he wins an MVP, finals MVP next year, what does that do for him?
Key, I'm so glad you said that, because so many times people look at that first year a guy gets back from injury, but usually you need that first year under your belt to get back to more of what you were following
absolutely.
Year. There's a good chance Klay is better next year.
By the way, the fact that he's been in six straight finals.
By the way, speaking of petty.
Six straight finals.
Speaking of petty, listen to Klay.
There was this one player on the Grizzlies who tweeted strength in numbers after they beat us in the regular season, and it pissed me off so much. I can't wait to retweet that thing. Freaking bum. I had to watch that. I'm just like, this freaking clown. Okay. Okay. Sorry. That memory just popped up. You're going to mock us? Like, you ain't ever been there before, bro. We've been there. We know what it takes. So to be here again, hold that.
I love that Klay Thompson goes back two series ago. Not Dallas, who they met in the Western Conference Finals. not the Boston Celtics, who they met in the NBA Finals. He goes back to the Western Conference Semifinals, talking about them playing against the Memphis Grizzlies, and now he's talking about Jaren Jackson from a regular season game this year.
So he used bruh, clown, what was the other one?
He called bum. Him bum.
Bum, bum was the
bro,
best one.
Bum and clown.
Bro, clown, and bum. Oh,
bum
and
was the best that. One. He said freaking bum. Freaking
yeah, he bum. Called him a bum.
No, oh, the way he Jaren hit it, Jackson a bum.
So that's that is
Jaren can play.
That's personal though.
Yeah,
right. That's got to be personal. Like this is a person. Like you're not gonna be talking about my squad. You ain't even been there. You don't even know what this is about. See, and you chirping.
Key, can I tell you how much I love that though? Because to me. In this whole era with everybody's friends and like, I ain't got no damn friend.
But Clay's old school because of his dad.
You ain't on my
team.
You ain't my friend, homie.
Yeah, Clay's
like,
an
I'll be
old.
Cool with you.
Clay has an old school mentality for sure.
I don't, you know what's so funny though? I don't think the Golden State Warriors team players. I don't think they friends with all the NBA like that.
No,
I don't think they are. To be honest with you, because just seeing them and being around some of them, I don't ever see them like. Hanging out with all these different dudes.
And here's another one. How many times, Key, and I look, one of the greatest players to ever live on this planet. How many times have we heard LeBron say that he wants to play with Steph?
Yeah, Steph ain't say he want to play with him.
Steph every other day, LeBron said.
In fact, when LeBron said it,
he was
Steph
like,
said,
we cool.
Yeah, he was
we
like, cool. We already been there. We
That's
done
what
that.
I'm saying. We cool.
It's so that, to me, is such a great point because one thing I look at when two guys come head-to-head, LeBron beat Steph. He beat him, and he screamed. Remember when he blocked a shot, screamed on him, Steph goes away, and then he had that psychological whammy. They won that chip. But this is Steph being like, actually, in the end, check this out. You want to play with me? No, I'm good, man. And that's like getting right back at him. Harry Douglas just called in. He wants to weigh in on this. What's up, HD?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Harry?
Hello, Harry. What you got,
what
man?
You got, what
can we
about?
Get one in on we, this? What can we help you with, sir?
No, man, I just want to talk about the game last night, and I don't think a lot of people are taking this angle from looking at it from Jason Tatum's standpoint and Steph Curry, and I'm going to start with Steph Curry. You got to look at how the NBA is becoming, right? You look at the young faces that are coming up in the NBA, and Steph just went through all of them. And I'm going to put Nikola Jokic in there because he's only 27. And he's a back-to-back MVP of the NBA. But he went through Jokic. He went through Ja.
Harry.
He went through Luka.
Harry.
And he just went through Tatum.
Harry,
by the way, that's true.
Guys.
He got all those
Harry,
pelts on his
Harry,
wall.
I'm going to need to shut this argument down right now.
Why? Because they were all hurt on the team?
No, Nikola Jokic didn't have his two other best players on their team.
No, he's the MVP.
It wouldn't matter.
I knew Yates was
going to. Okay, Yates, you want to jump in? You want the smoke too, Yates?
He's the MVP, bro. I'm not
hearing. So Steven Adams.
Wait, hold on. Let's quiet down for a second.
Steven Adams, health and safety protocol. Ja Morant didn't play the last three games of the season. Like, let's
Jay,
just
may I say something,
slow down with the pelts.
I would like to just interject for one second. He does have Jokic's pelt. However, Jay is 100% right, guys. Jokic had his just like LeBron in 2015. His second and third players weren't there. You can't take, like, if Steph didn't have Wiggins or Clay,
man,
come on, man.
He got him, though.
But he did. He did. Right.
He got him.
Just like when Steph didn't have KD or Clay,
Denver,
we don't hold Toronto against them.
Denver
come
overachieved
on.
This whole hey, year, the fact that they even made the playoffs.
But he did beat Jokic.
With guys like Monte Moore.
Look,
tell
we can't keep making arguments about who's there, who's not there.
Wait, Harry. Okay, so
Harry. That's part of the game.
So, Harry, tell me the second best player on the Denver Nuggets this year.
They only had
I
one
can't
player.
Even
that's what I'm saying,
man. Because I don't think
Monte Moore, Aaron, like,
but
Aaron Gordon, like,
Jay, not, moving off that for a second, it's just fun to say it's the fact that he did get by Jokic, and that he is a young player and an MVP.
Come on, man. They did not have the hardest stretch to get to the NBA Finals.
No,
I'm not minimizing because still getting there is getting there.
I'm not saying they had the hardest stretch.
But I feel like, Harry, you're building this case like, look, he went. I'm like, it's different.
Well, yeah, because it is true, though, Jay.
It is interesting.
It's true. Look, he went through them all.
It is interesting, Jay. I agree with you. First of all, injuries meant Steph had an easier road than some other teams did, than the Celtics did, for example. That's true. All that's true. Jokic didn't have his players. Ja was there. All that's true. And yet it is interesting that at the age of 34, coming out of almost like a different, inventing this, Steph invented this era,
mm-hmm.
He now has faced and beaten all the next generation of young stars. That's cool. It's just
that's
cool that
way,
it happened.
That's the way it goes. I mean, The Celtics wind up there. They went through everybody, okay? They still got to the finals, no matter who was in their way. But when they met up a team, it's Steph Curry that went through whatever they went through. They met up.
They weren't as good.
They wasn't as good.
What's the problem? They didn't have Steph.
What's the problem?
By the way, I said the same thing about the Boston Celtics. I said, okay, like, I get it. KD and Kyrie, that team was what it was. Like, but if Chris Middleton were there, we might have been having a different conversation about Boston.
Celtics never get by Milwaukee if Middleton is there.
But we can't keep saying if that guy was there, this guy was there. Injuries are a part of the game. It we is, just got to live with that.
I keep making arguments that
coulda, shoulda, if this person was that. We can't keep doing that every time.
Injuries are part of the game. But I will always excuse a player whose second and third best players are not on the court. You got, like, at a certain point, you just got common sense got to take over. If the second and third best players can't get out on the court, come on. Let's be realistic.
It wasn't like at times Steph Curry's second and third best players was playing at his same level.
That's the incredible thing. Draymond frequently wasn't good. Clay frequently wasn't good in the finals, right?
Say it again, Keith. I'm going to tell you, man, I give
Golden State so much credit for winning this championship, so much. But I'm going to be really honest with y'all from a basketball perspective. I mean, damn, Boston. Boston gave them the last two games, yo.
Jay, I can't believe you just did Harry Douglas like that.
I forced you to give them to me.
I hear you.
Because of the way I play.
You're still switching.
Jay, do you want to say goodbye to Harry?
You're putting Al Horford on a switch on Steph Curry? Like, we're doing that, Boston? Like, you're doing that? Come on, man.
Maybe I forced your hand to have to do that. Because the other guys that I got on the court, you felt like, hey, he needed to do this with him versus Wiggins or versus Clay. Let's take our poison over here.
All I got to say to that is Tatum had an opportunity. Tatum didn't show up. He was a no-show. 1-for-8 in the second half last night, 2.5 turnovers. But I got to give a lot of credit to a guy like Andrew Wiggins, who was D'ing him up. We got to give credit where credit is due.
That is correct.
All right. Listen, Jay, I know you throw your weight around sometimes, but Harry Douglas is kind of part of the show.
I can't believe
you just told us to get rid of him and say goodbye to him.
What?
Goodbye, Harry. I don't know.
Harry,
Jay's forcing your hand.
Do that, Harry. Don't listen to word Max says.
Go back to chasing
we love you, Harry.
Squirrels around in the country, man.
Jeez, what? What are you talking about? HD, get this man.
That's my guy. I know what he's doing.
Go chase squirrels around. What are you talking about?
Hey, Keith.
Yo, baby, what's happening?
You better go get some Just For Men and get that little gray up there at the top.
Hey Harry, when you see me on Monday, Harry, when you see me on Monday, you gonna think I went back to college.
Hey, Steve, I sent him a picture in the group text. I was like, look at that little beauty patch right
there.
Real quick, before we let Harry go,
here it comes.
Doesn't his nose look pre Michael?
This is bully Keyshawn.
Doesn't he look pre-Michael Jackson nose?
Shut up.
Before all the
it's
surgeries?
It's a little wide.
Yeah. And Key got two times the neck of Bark Scott. It's the same thing. I got two times the size of the neck of Bark Scott.
I played football, man.
Jay, just say, drugs. Life ain't so bad at all. Thanks, Harry. Robert in Mississippi, you are on with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I just want to say I don't have Steph in my top 10 simply because I don't believe he really changed the game of basketball as much as analytics did for the three-point shot.
What?
Hold on one second. Analytics. Reggie Miller, okay, diehard Patriots fan, Reggie Miller laid the foundation for these young players to come in here and reign three. If Reggie Miller had the same analytics,
it's not about
it's a different three, though.
Yeah, it's not. We're not claiming he shot a lot of threes. He shot from the parking lot. It changed the spacing of the floor.
This dude came down, and it's natural instincts in the game of basketball. You sprint back to the paint. You come out to the three-point line. With Steph, you sprint back to the paint. You extend out to half court.
Yeah,
As soon as he crosses half court, he's in range.
It really is genius. And here Mark Jackson deserves a lot of credit, too, because a lot of coaches would have deaded that, right? It's genius, really. What did coaches always say forever? You don't get an extra point from shooting it 10 feet behind the three-point line. There's no four-point line. So who in their good mind would ever give you extra distance behind the three-point line? Step up to the line, right? Steph had the imagination to understand, no, I can shoot it from way back there. Now everyone has more space. Now they can't rotate to defend Draymond open look from the corner. It would revolutionize the game. The most threes per game Reggie Miller ever attempted was 6.6. That's a lot. He did change the game in that way. Curry averaged 8.8 for his career, 12.7 last year. Reggie Miller was an intermediate step on the way to Steph, no doubt about it. But Steph changed the game unlike, like, you know, a handful of players have ever changed the game like Steph. Will the Warriors go on another run? Another run.
Another run.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, you know how people say I inhaled that food?
Yes.
I was trying to wolf down some food during the break, and I literally inhaled it right into my lungs.
Well,
been coughing ever since.
Slow it down. Went down the wrong pipe.
Went down the old wrong pipe. All right, let's play Take It or Shake It. Evan.
Yes, Max.
Come on, let's do this.
Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Granger. Key, Steve Kerr is one of the greatest winners in NBA history. 9 rings, 5 as a player, 4 as a coach. Take it or shake it.
Take it. That's an easy layup, right? Because if you start talking about guys like Bill Russell with 11 and Magic Johnson, and you talk about their winning and Larry Bird, Steve Kerr got 9 as a player and a coach. So he surpasses them as a player and a coach, and he's right there with a guy like Phil Jackson. I mean, you start to add those numbers up, Pat Riley. All those guys are great in NBA history.
You know, you could say great players, great teammates, great that make him look good. Some people, they're just winners. Robert Horry, yes, he went to great teams. He won championships wherever he went. Big shot Bob, there's something about, as Key would say, as Bill Parcells would say, something good always happens for that guy.
No matter what, I'm winning, period.
He's winning. Sue Bird, winning.
He's winning.
Yeah, Steve Kerr, winning.
Golden State will repeat as champions. They're 5-1 favorites as of this morning. Golden State will repeat as champions. Take it or shake it.
Shake it, Homer. Yeah, I don't know that they'll repeat. And this is a hard question that you put together for a take it or shake it, because it's just, you just don't know. We don't know what the Lakers are going to do. We don't know what the Clippers are going to come back and do. We don't know what Milwaukee's doing. Like, we just don't know what the Brooklyn Nets are going to do. We have no real idea.
It's so hard to repeat. Like, the Celtics of the Larry Bird era never repeated. The Spurs of Tim Duncan never repeated. The Warriors of Steph Curry have already repeated. Of course, yeah, he did have KD on those teams. But for him to just pop up and not only win a championship, and he may win more, but do back-to-back, I'm going to say someone else is going to grab the title next year.
The question, and you do your job correctly, I'm not demising you of the question, although I am, it probably should have been, is it fair that they would be favored?
Uh-huh.
To expect something like that. Should the expectation be?
Yeah. No, the answer is no, and I don't think they will do it, but I think they're not done winning championships.
The Warriors are winning championships because they changed their uniforms to the city uniforms. Take it or shake it.
Shake it. No, they're winning championships because they got a great organization. They got great players. and they got one of the top five coaches in NBA history.
I don't know, man. Those jerseys before then were ugly.
You know, I wonder if...
No, the gold ones?
I wonder if...
Yeah, not a fan.
Really? If in Oakland right now, there's a little bit of mixed feelings, like, this is the first one they won in San Francisco. You know what I mean?
Oakland, San Francisco. It's
similar, but there is a thing where it's, you know...
Have you seen that crowd? The crowd is not...
Come on, Keith. Look at your screen. That jersey right there, that's not winning championships.
No. That was the
That's what they had right before they went on this run.
Let's see the hold on.
No, that was the what's the name jerseys.
The We Believe.
Yeah, the We Believe jerseys. With
Yeah, that's what they had right before they switched to the city ones.
Yeah, I think you know what? I might come around on that one.
Once that bridge got on their chest?
Yeah. They put the bridge on the chest in Bay Area and all of a sudden.
With Stevie Jack and them? In Baron Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't have the team. Well,
but so, Steph, the year they changed to these city uniforms the year they started winning titles.
It's not like in college where like Oregon gets those fresh new colors and now they're getting recruits.
Yeah,
but.
These jerseys are better. You said the city. I was thinking just the logo. My bad. I wasn't thinking the color of the jersey. See? That's why I said yellow.
Those jerseys are fresh.
Draymond Green is a Hall of Famer. Take it or shake it.
Take that. Yeah, anytime
You
got four championships and you've been a key cog of what y'all doing, of course you would. Of course.
By the way, Steph changed the game. We've been talking about it a lot. Steph and Dre. It's Dre as his partner, you know, respect to Klay Thompson, but playing five out, small ball, point forward, center, guard, whatever
great
you want to call him.
All that.
Defense. The whole Draymond Green along Steph number one, Dre number two changed the game.
Golden State winning the ring this year is a knock on Kevin Durant's resume. Ooh, take it or shake it.
I'll shake it.
I'm just thinking.
Shake that, John.
I'm thinking.
Know why I'll shake it? We already knew he joined a great team when he won the titles. We didn't need to know they could win a title because they were already a powerhouse when he joined. You know what I mean? So this is not new information for me. I already knew this.
I'll take it. Take it.
Take it.
And the reason it'll be a knock on his resume is until he does it by himself Steph Curry, without Draymond and Klay, now that he has his own team like he wanted, the Max Kellermans of the world are circling the East River.
By the way, you know what's so messed up about that? You know what's so messed up about that? I'm the one who shook it. Key takes it and then blames me. And then says the Mac, no, it's the Keyshawn Johnson
of the
world. Because
you're going to look for the individual. We knew they were already good, but you're now looking for the individual, right? Can he do it? Because Steph Curry showed us he could do it.
Yep.
Kobe Bryant showed us he could do it without Shaq.
Well, it's a lot like
Shaq.
It's a lot like Shaq, you know? and Kobe. Okay, we knew Shaq was the lead dude, just like KD with Steph. Then Shaq leaves for Miami. Now, he got his first, right? But then Kobe showed he could do it, too.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. KD is in Kobe's position.
Yes.
He's got to show he could do it, too.
Yeah, because prior to this championship for Golden State, what were people saying? Oh, KD and Kyrie going to win at Golden State. They're done. And then they come bounce back. It's like, well.
I'm not betting against KD, by the way.
No, you're not.
I'm not betting against KD.
You're not. You wasn't betting against Steph Curry, too. Betting against him.
No. I need to see it, though. You're right. We need to see it.
You were betting against him, so you're going to be betting against KD.
Yeah.
I just can't believe Jay brought this up in the break and then went to get up and didn't even come back to defend himself.
Damn.
All right, let's move to the Celtics. The Celtics will win a title with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown together. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
I don't think they're going to win a title in Boston. And the reason I believe that is because when I look at young teams that get there, they just don't seem to stay going in that direction.
If they don't win when they first get there.
That's just me. Okay, you can look at the Celtics and you can look at the Big Three.
Yep. They
won it first year together. Even though they wasn't young, but they still won it first year
together.
The
Cleveland team that LeBron got to the finals with had no shot to win. The Miami. You know what? LeBron came up short in Miami the first year.
But that was not a young team.
No, it was a veteran team.
It was a team that was put together and assembled. Just like the Celtics.
It's interesting
because
you
three.
What I really like about this point, Key, is there's insight in it. Like the gut feeling people have is the young team gets together and then they make it to the finals and then they win the finals. But what you're pointing out is actually when the young team gets together, when they get there, they win it if they're going to be a team
that
wins.
And here's a young team, for example, Here's a young team, for example, that got there and won it. Young in terms of first time getting there.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, those were like homegrown guys that
kind of. To the finals, and they won.
They didn't lose.
Golden State,
yeah. 2015. You know, so that's how I look at it. I don't see where Boston, you know, because they're going to start wanting to make changes and. This is what we got to do to fix it.
You know, I'm going to take. I like your point. I'm going to the observation, but I'm going to say over the next 3 or 4 years, they're going to get one because they're good enough. Someone's going to get hurt. Something's going to happen. They're going to slip one in.
You guys are unbelievable. I mean, just the other day, you're pushing me. We got to do this topic about how the Celtics are going to win multiple championships. They're two away from the first.
No, not Joseph Keyshawn. You better talk to Jay
not
Will.
Not Joseph Max.
No, it was actually It was actually my idea to do that Celtics topic. That didn't age
I'm
going to
start calling myself Joseph Max. I like putting Joseph in front of the name. So, somehow.
Celtics went up 2-1, and I was like, all right, guys, we're going to do this topic where we talk about how many championships can the Celtics win, and then,
Everybody, you and Jay are like, the wind just blows, you go the other way.
I'm not big enough. The wind just blows me to the other side, Key. I can't believe is that, Key,
to me, it is so important that the Lakers win the next chip before the Celtics.
Yeah.
The Celtics, once upon a time, when I was a kid, they had 13. The next closest team, the Lakers, had 6. The Celtics so towered about no one was ever going to catch them. Now they're both on 17, and the Lakers have a chance in the next couple years.
I'm glad you said that, Max. I'm glad you said that. Because Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions. For every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Last one, LeBron will win 2 more titles, as John Sally said the other day on the Rich Eisen Show. LeBron wins 2 more titles. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Even though in the past I said I don't think he'll win another one, but now I feel different. Now that they got a new coach in place, it seems like they might keep Westbrook. It seems like that they want to do some stuff. AD seems like he's trying to get healthy. I just feel different now about the Lakers, and I'm a fan.
I'm going to shake it, but I do think he'll win because when you say, like, he might win three more titles, he might be on a team that wins, but I'm talking about with LeBron as the best or second best player.
I think he's got one more in him with the Lakers.
I think he's got one more in him with the Lakers. So I'll say one. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. A former Celtic on what went wrong for Boston. That's next on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
You know, it's going to hurt, and it'll hurt for a while, and probably, you know, that stuff never goes away. I've lost one before, and so that was part of the message.
Still got a lot to learn as a group, individually. Still got a lot to learn about the game of basketball.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Everything has been a learning experience. We wear Everything that we learned this year is like a badge of honor that we kind of wear. We don't let it hang over our heads. We bounce back.
We know what it feels like to get to this point, like, you know, and getting here and not accomplishing it. It's tough. So, you know, you don't want to feel like this again, you know, but you want to get back here. So to answer your question, yeah, it's going to fuel us.
Keyshawn, J. Will, so Max, bad. ESPN Radio Series, XM Channel 80.
So bad.
Tune in to an AL battle tomorrow as the Astros host the White Sox, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. What's so bad, Jay? What's the problem?
You're the worst.
What did I do? I'm sitting here minding my business.
I shoot a little crumbled up piece of paper at the trash can, and I miss it. You go, Jason Tatum.
You know, people Jason crumble it Tatum up, you hit the shot, like you say, Simmons. Kobe.
You
or now they say, Steph. But if you miss, maybe now, Tatum.
Man, leave Tatum.
So you don't take a shot, what do you say?
Leave Ben. Tatum alone. If you don't shoot, what do you say?
Ben.
Simmons.
Yeah, you get a little gun shy if you miss three in a row. You're like, I'll just walk this over next time.
I know you can't say that about Draymond, not last night. Because after he made that first three, you might have thought that dude made 35 threes in this series.
Yeah.
He was holding that thing up the whole length of the court running back.
He did choose to have his best game in a closeout
in the game
on the road.
But you know what? This podcast, guys, that really distracted him throughout the course of the series.
I think
we should talk about that. That's the reason why Tom Brady and the Bucks lost. He was doing man in the arena. Too much focus.
That's a good point.
Too much focus on this podcast.
Wait a minute. As I said, Nick Tutz, a producer here at ESPN, I like this tweet. I, for one, was shocked. He, meaning Draymond, was somehow able to continue playing basketball while also enduring the grueling grind of recording a podcast once or twice a week.
But Tom Brady didn't win this year. He had that SiriusXM show once a week.
Yeah. I mean, like, to talk. Do people really think at no point in the day is someone going to talk for an hour?
Yes.
Talking for an hour?
Can't do anything else.
I'll make another argument. I think maybe if an athlete has a podcast and they're talking for an hour to an audience, it's forcing them to think in a certain perspective. It might help their game.
I had to tell Bill Parcells when I was playing with him in New York, actually. I had to tell him one day, you know, you're doing this late. But I said, so wait a minute, man. One minute you tell me to prepare for the end at some point in my career, and now I'm preparing in the off season for the end of my career several years from now. And now you're mad at me because you say I'm not here on time.
What'd he say?
And he couldn't say nothing. I said, so which one is it? Either you want me to work out really, really hard and do that, or you don't want me to figure out.
Or you can do both. Why can't you do both?
But you can. Not eventually, enough time in the day. They're gonna understand you can. And I just kept doing it, but it was funny that he would get mad about that.
Max, you want me to do the math again?
Go ahead.
Six? Mm-hmm. 6 hours? No, I'm not going to do it again because I got lost last time. No,
6 hours of what?
You said eight and eight.
Hey, Kendrick Perkins is here, guys.
8-8-2. Didn't Big sound like Perk. 24 to me.
Yo, Big Perk, what happened to your boys? What happened to Tatum and Brown down the stretch in this series? Where's the Celtic pride, Big Perk?
Max, don't you try to point everything this direction. You got some heat you got to take as well. I like how you tried to start the show
no
off
heat.
Coming
no heat.
This direction. Hey, huh?
No heat. I wanted to see Steph do it. He did it. No.
Don't worry, Perk. This dude can pivot quicker than anybody in the world.
But listen, here's the thing, right? Jason Tatum, really, he got pumped. I mean, Andrew Wiggins snatched his soul. And I said it on the get up just now with Jay Will, but listen, I'm going to say it right here. This is the problem. Well, you know, when you're off season and you training with certain guys and you know, because Andrew Wiggins and Jason Tatum for a little bit had the same trainer. Andrew Wiggins left. Jason Tatum still trained with this guy. And so it wasn't surprising that Andrew Wiggins knew every move, that he was sitting on top of the counters, that he was actually blocking Jason Tatum's shot. This is part of the game. And so when I saw it last night, to me it looked like Jason Tatum just quit. Because if the Celtics would have got anything, any type of tenacity, any type of dog out of him, they would have probably won that game last night.
So, Perk, is this going to help him in the future, though? You said punk, heart, taken, all of those sort of quit. Will this help him in the future get over that moving forward?
Well, when you say help him, Key, like help him to what, win a championship?
Help him understand. Because, help him understand that in these moments, those things can happen to you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a learning experience, and one can't ever. We can't count out Jason Tatum and say that he will never get back to this point, but we can't just guarantee that he will get back to this point. And so, you know, when you always tell people, like, making it, getting to the finals is an accomplishment in itself, but you got to play basketball and capitalize on the moment because you don't never know when you're going to get back there, ever. And so you might not have that opportunity again. And guess what? If Jason Tatum finishes his career and he never makes it back to the finals to get an opportunity to actually play in the final series to bring home a championship trophy, this moment probably will haunt him forever.
Kendrick Perkins, NBA champion, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Big Perk, so here's a question that I asked Max and Key, and we actually disagreed on this. I'm curious to get your take. After seeing what you've seen from Steph Curry this past month and in these NBA finals, is he the best player in basketball?
I mean, it's debatable.
I'm right
it's
with you,
debatable,
Perk.
But
keep going.
But it's debatable, and this is hard for me. This is why I straddle the fence. I mean, I think what Steph did was he understood the long game, right? He understood the long game, and he actually, you know, understood as being an experienced champion how to somewhat know about the marathon and not the sprint. But, I mean, we can't dismiss, you know, guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo and what he did this season, Jokic, guys to that nature. And, like, just think about this for a second. Even when the Raptors won it and Kawhi Leonard did what he did, having the historical playoff run with the Raptors, we was having this same conversation. Is Kawhi Leonard considered the best player in the world because of how he did in that playoff run? I can't just jump and say that. It's too many great players in our league today.
But when you do what Steph just did, you're in that conversation for sure.
In that conversation, I'm just saying, don't be prisoner of the moment.
In a different way than if you don't do it. The great Kendrick Perkins, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Big Perk.
Big Perk.
All right,
Perk. Great to hear from you.
Time for the percolator.
See, it's different, man. You win that. When Kawhi did it, when Giannis did it, now that Steph did it, when you are the last man standing and it's because of you.
Is Kawhi still playing?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.